thank you. Now, like John Boy Walden, I did become both a writer and a poet. In fact, in Minnesota, I won the state poetry contest 2 years in a row. Plus, I used to try to write songs, even though I didn't know music. But my big dream at that time was to be a famous artist using my typewriter, and over my teenage years I practiced doing typewriter art as often as I could. But at age 21, something happened that I never expected. Typewriters were going off the market, and I couldn't even get a new ribbon for my typewriter. The replacements were electronic typewriters, which were very different from electric typewriters. The electronic ones, you would have to type an entire line before it would print it on an actual paper. So my career as an artist came to an end. I was not happy. I fell back on my writing skills and easily got different writing jobs, but my heart was in music. I knew every song on the radio ranging from all types of music. I knew where every song was on the top 40 countdown and who sang them. And finally I told God the true desire of my heart. I said, God, the door was closed on my becoming a famous artist, so please let me be a singer. The next day I felt like a total fool because, well, my speech wasn't even understandable, so why would I ask God to make me a singer? How many of you have dreams that you never go after because you think you can't make it happen? But music was the desire of my heart. A few months went by and I got a communication device. Then a short time later, I upgraded the speech software to DeckTalk, which is what I still use today. I was looking at the index of the manual, and it said, how to make DeckTalk sing. How to what? I got very excited because I knew God had answered my prayer, and this was how I was going to become a singer. But as I looked through the instructions, I was lost. It read something like, assign the phonetic codes to the desired time in milliseconds, then set the pitch. I'm like, okay, what's a millisecond? For over a year I kept getting command errors. Then one day, I got it. My very first held sound at a pitch. I found my starting point. I had so much to learn. I had to learn music, linguistics, milliseconds, and so on. I accidentally became a linguist by learning all this stuff. But I had to go beyond learning how sounds create words, because in singing, things are pronounced slightly different. So I really studied singing as I was learning linguistics. Then, I looked into how to create a voice.
Hello, I'm a little girl.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
And you can create millions of other voices. After a few years of learning everything, I emerged as a synthetic singer. I sang at open mics around Minneapolis, Minnesota. I sang at different benefits, and I also sang in the streets so I could buy better equipment, plus get my own apartment. And the word got out about my music, and I started getting letters from disabled people all over the United States who also wanted to sing, so I programmed songs by requests. Then, I started getting requests from other countries. I wondered if I could do other languages. I didn't know why I couldn't, because all I needed to do was put sounds in the proper order to create the desired language. It sounded easy enough. All witte gente, all witte, all witte, je te pourrai. Je te pourrai le pets, je te pourrai le pets, le pets, le pets, le pets, le pets, le jamais, le jamais, le coué, le coué, le becque, le becque, le tete, le tete, all witte, all witte. All witte gente, all witte, all witte, je te pourrai. Thank you. I quickly learned I could do every language in the world. And, actually, my very first duet was in French. It was done with a friend of mine named Judy. And we actually sang it live a few times. I did it because some people thought that a human voice and a synthetic voice could never sing together. Judy is not here tonight, but please enjoy this next song, Durham Town, in French.
Silly departure.